Oh, you do have papers?
Do you want mine?
Okay. Are you ready? You already did it. Okay. So welcome and introduction.
Oh, I'm Sarah Jensen, and I grew up in North Salt Lake, but then was in Virginia, Salt Lake, San Francisco. And my husband, my five kids, just moved back to North Salt Lake, I guess, almost 2 years ago.
Yeah, but they knew each other back.
I know. It's great. Where?
In Virginia.
So, Virginia. In Virginia, yeah.
Really?
So, yeah, we just live in Foxborough, and we're just a couple streets away from Elisa Van Langeveld. And, yeah, got five kids, ages 8 to 1.5. So, we're happy to be here.
Yeah.
Excited to help out wherever I can.
So I think we're coming full circle because your mom was one of the OG of the events committee.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
So, like,
amazing.
How many years ago?
Because we're the OG.
When it was so good. Yeah. It was when
we're
it was
not
NSL so Live.
Oh, okay.
She was part of NSL Live. So.
Oh, sure.
And Tammy, is she your appointee or is it?
She is mine, yes.
Oh.
Yes, she is.
You belong to Tammy.
So she actually, she has not been presented to the city council yet because we haven't met yet and we won't meet until July 17th, but I felt like she should come to the meeting. And she was willing and able and available.
Saturday,
yeah. So, yeah, so here she is. I'm sure there's going to be no problem.
Okay. Well, welcome up. Public comments?
Sorry.
Any public comments? All right, excellent. Moving right on. Okay, Liberty Fest starting Saturday at 7 a.m.
The
right?
Yes. 5 mile race starts at 7. The 2 mile starts at 7:15.
So I need volunteers for Saturday. Is anybody
still short?
Can help?
I can do it, and I can volunteer my husband.
Poor guy.
What's his name?
Wes.
Hey, you get a purple T-shirt.
How many more are you needing?
And Alexis.
I heard
Mike.
Right.
I can do it.
What's your husband too? What's his name?
Xavier XZAVIR.
Oh, okay.
We just keep moving through.
See, you both have like
you both have
balance.
The weirdest names.
That's kind of fun though that you found each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Actually,
yeah. So what I need is I need one more person to go on the trail and hand out water and direct. And then the rest, everybody else will be at the end cheering and handing out medals and waters. So we have, I mean, a good group. So right now.
I'll see if my wife will do the trail because that's not far from our house. See if she's willing to go stand out there for a bit.
Sorry, could you repeat that again, the different things you need?
Yeah, so I need one more person to ride out and pick a spot on. Well, they'll show you where, but be on the trail to hand out water and direct. Mm-hmm. And then everybody else will be at the end of at the finish line handing out water and medals and a banana.
Okay.
Thank so
you.
It should be pretty fun.
Yeah.
So, okay.
But we're trying to put people at every intersection. Everywhere
yeah.
there's a turn,
mm-hmm.
just because sometimes people can't follow arrows or maps. But
okay, so
the redwood.
Who was going to be on
so
the trail?
I see my wife.
Your wife?
If she can't, they'll let me know and I'll do it for you.
Okay. Dallas, what's her name?
Rebecca.
Okay. And then for that person, if they could be there at 6:30, meet us at the pavilion, number one on the east. And then everybody else, if they could be there at 6:50.
6:50?
Yes.
It's good
because
I wrote down
6. How did they get to their spots last year?
It says drive them out. So do we take them in the workmen?
I know we've
taken,
we'll have two workmen down there, so we can take a couple people.
I think there was a mom of the...
That took him in a car?
Yeah, of some of
them. It could have. I don't remember doing that, so...
You have
to
run.
You have to run to your spot. Oh, hell, I won't make it there before the racers do.
And then for
meet where you need her, she could just walk to it.
The water station's at Fox, Fox Hollow, and
I'm not sure where exactly.
It's on Foxborough in the wetlands. That's where we put the garbage can for the water. If that's what.
Yeah,
it's Fox Hollow in the wetlands.
Is that right by your house?
Because they crisscross there multiple times. It's right by Kent Lane.
The yellow ones are for the car show.
Do I get to do the car show?
Yes.
That was not that good on me.
But you know what? Yeah, that's
it looks good
that's
on you.
That's like neon.
This is neon bright. But you can take a purple one too. No, we'll have plenty.
No, only if I'm working will I take one. Well,
oh, they're different colors for different events.
Is that the same as
you get more than.
The glow in the dark yellow is really the best for volunteers. Our public works guys refuse to wear them, so we've got a bunch of primadonnas. Public works.
So ours, the yellow ones are leftovers.
We buy new ones every year.
But for the car show, they're perfect. They really are, and they're safer.
So you don't get hit by a car.
Yeah.
Which would put kind of a downer on the whole car show.
I know, it's a little bit.
Totally not be very festive.
So, for the car show, we will meet at 3 o'clock in the lower parking lot at the golf course.
The second.
Okay. At 3 o'clock, and we'll kind of have a little debriefing. So we will need people to register. So we'll have a clipboard, and you just see if they pre-registered. So we'll just mark them off if they haven't registered. Then you'll send them with a paper to fill out or scan a QR code so they can register. And then we'll go pick up those papers afterwards because we need to have the waivers signed from everybody.
How many are registered for this year, do you know?
I should have pulled that.
There's probably, I bet we've got about 150.
Oh, wow.
Brilliant.
Do we get a lot of drop-bys? Just drop-ins?
I mean, we get quite a few that haven't registered. The reason we need them all to sign, it's a liability, you know, so they really need to sign them. But we don't want to slow the process of them getting in, so that's why we kind of send them on their way with the registration and say, fill this out, and then put it under your windshield wiper, and we'll go pick it up.
Yeah.
Do you want us to grab those shirts?
That'd be great,
My mom will be here, so I'll sign her up for that one too.
Great.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm excited.
What's her name?
Megan. M-E-G-H-A-N. She spells it funny too.
And what's her last name?
Salis, S-A-L-I-S.
Thank you.
So Carmen, I can be there, but not till after I get off work on the second.
Okay.
I'll
be there. So. Okay.
Great. I'll try to get there.
I think they're that polyester.
Okay. I'm already asking for the third to get there early. So.
You don't need any.
This is
bigger.
Small. No. Thank you everyone for helping with my wardrobe. I really appreciate it. Do we need more people for the car show?
So. That will be two extra from this team. I think we'll be okay. Yeah, I do too.
When I talked to Alan, he still felt like we needed one more to help direct traffic.
Oh.
And I said,
did I have her down?
Is Cam working the car show?
I think her name's down on the list.
Okay, good. I think she told me it was.
So we'd love to have you, but I think we may have enough.
So you don't need us to start getting family?
I think we won't turn any volunteers away. I think we can always use them to help direct traffic or
go back and
pick up the registration. Oh, great.
And you can send it to David because
it's going to be tomorrow. Great. Okay. Okay. And then for the fireworks on the 3rd, if anybody can stay afterwards and help pick up trash on the course. Or the morning after, so like start at 5 a.m. before the golfers get there.
When does the fire, when does they end, when the fireworks?
About 10:20.
It's a 26-minute show, I think, this year. So if you're not already up there, it's almost impossible to come up. So if you're up there to watch the show, then it's natural. In fact, it's may as well go clean up because it's a lot easier than
trying
to get down.
I want to be there, but I'm picking someone up at the airport at 9:30.
But if you're a morning person, the people who go at 5 in the morning love it. It's a beautiful morning, and it's light, and it's a lot easier to find all the disgusting things people leave behind.
Oh,
the thing is, at least it's light. Because I can't tell you, I mean, we wear gloves.
Yeah,
but
good
thing
is at night,
you
missed it.
Yes, but I'm not sure who put it in the garbage, but not sure what I picked up.
Yeah.
So.
But you just lost the volunteers.
I really sold that well, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
No.
Okay,
no,
so,
be there on that day.
Okay.
I found some good stuff. I found phones, an electric scooter.
Baby shoes.
Probably someone's shoes.
I'm hoping we find some money. We find money that
we found that kid.
You found a child?
No, I was an old man. It was 40-year-old running down the street with his shirt off or something like that.
Oh, nice.
Someone came to us and we lost our friend. I don't know where he is. Like an hour later, like that's the friend. It was like 2 in the morning.
And thank you, Dallas, for being our photographer.
No worries.
You are the best.
I already know what my son is.
I know. Did you get a shirt?
Oh, not yet.
Did you want a purple shirt?
No, I'll wear a purple shirt.
Because then you'll have, well, then you'll have the.
I have the red one.
To go. I know I've got red too.
Shovel them.
Yeah, did you get one?
I'm not sure.
I'll just come down.
Just
take
one.
Okay, so I'm sorry, where did we manage?
July 3rd
that's
is
just
the fireworks.
Okay, that's okay.
Oh,
I just
we were
purple.
Probably
figuring
out if
you can
wait.
Right?
I've got
what
a city hall for you.
The blue polo.
For the committee, city council, and executive staff, I'll have golf shirts for the year. So I've got yours.
So here are these. I'll look through these ones.
So if Dallas's wife is not available to stand on the trail, would anybody else be willing?
I will. Let me
You'll
know.
Be the backup?
Or
okay.
I could too. I'm just going to figure
out.
Hang
out with this
schedule
that morning. Is there a 4 a.m.?
I don't mind what I do.
They don't shrink much.
I think I did bananas 1 year. I thought it was fun.
We have the group doing breakfast again. So bring your families and have $7 pancakes and eggs and bacon.
What size?
2X. Good old breakfast.
I have
in the
one
park.
Of my
What's more patriotic?
Like
not much.
And really, it's just until the race is over, and then it's pretty much.
It's true for volunteers. I mean, these guys stay there to the end. There's a volleyball tournament that starts at 8, also a doubles.
Is your son-in-law doing it again?
No. They couldn't come this year.
2X is okay. I'm giving TJ.
Oh,
okay. It'll be easier for me to grab.
I got one you right away.
Then for him down the road.
Yeah, that's great.
So, I'll get it.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get on the Liberty Fest then. Okay. Back to school.
Okay. I talked to Lisa, and we have two schools that are for sure going to be there. We haven't heard back from the rest yet. MPJH, she'll be there, and then Foxboro Elementary will be there.
And I apologize because I wasn't here the last meeting. What are they doing? And I should have.
They're going to be tabling and just like meet the teacher kind of thing for their school.
So
yeah.
Okay. So like a true back to school.
Yeah.
Okay.
What day is that again?
August 4th.
It'd be great to like invite the library and just a few other organizations.
I can reach out to them this week.
When they've done it in years past, they've had like lots of really fun games and activities mm-hmm. for the kids. Like we've got cornhole up at City Hall that they've used. They also used some of the money from the vendor fair and gave away backpacks with books and office supplies in them. So I'm not sure. And Angie, that kind of organizes our vendor fair, she had talked about, I guess, kind of maybe a stuff the bus kind of thing, except I think that's more if you've got weeks and weeks or months,
yeah.
you know, to gather stuff. So we may want to do like a stuff the box or something, because it would be a little, you know,
yeah, we talked about having people like advertising, like bring donations,
yeah.
and then maybe bringing them to the school or a school like at a different time. Or I don't know. I think
so. Do you guys want to talk about those details right now? Because
yeah.
if we're advertising for this and it's August 4th, then
yeah.
we need to figure out
so
some details.
They're doing right now too. I don't know who in the area, but I know our neighborhood, and so is North Salt Lake on the Hill. I don't, it might be your area, but it might be North Salt Lake Parkway area, is doing Community Closet, that is donations. Because this is like back to school clothes and things like that, right?
For this one?
Uh-huh. Or is it
no,
just
this is supplies.
Supplies?
Just
okay,
supplies.
Never mind. Disregard.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was back to school clothes. We talked about that at one time. Okay. Never mind.
But, yeah. So I don't know. Like, do we want, I know we talked, we didn't really, I think, come to a decision last time.
Yeah.
But whether it's just like people can bring it or if we're giving out stuff, because that would probably have a cost.
But we could still do, we could have some drawings or,
mm-hmm.
do you guys still have your wheel, like your Wheel of Fortune thing?
Wheel of Destiny.
Jody has one.
We just need to get
at City Hall.
Yeah,
I'm going to order one.
Anyway, there might be something like that that, yeah, couldn't, or we could say to the first 20 kids, or I mean, I don't know, but
Costco
if you
has
wanted
like
to.
A Plinko.
Oh, it's
Plinko
so fun.
Oh,
have you seen it? It's
yes.
so fun.
We have it at work.
Yes.
It's really fun.
It has noises and everything. Sounds
I
like
the idea
one.
Of like a giveaway, like you spin the wheel or you do the Plinko and you get school supplies or something, like a notebook, a cute notebook or something.
Do we have money in our budget? Do we have money left? Do we have money to spend?
Sure. Yeah, we got
we have
yes.
a $1,000 budget for it.
How much?
$1,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's always good to have music.
Always have to have music.
We need a music DJ.
Because we're combining with
food truck and vendor fair.
Also with the Night Out Against
Crime.
No,
it's July 31st.
Okay, so we're not combining with them. Okay, never mind. That was last I heard was that we're combining with them. Never mind.
So, do you want to get more specific about what you would like the public to bring? And I can add that to the flyers and things.
Yeah, I think. And I know we like. Do we want to ask the schools like what they would like, or do we want to just have general supplies? Is maybe we just say some general supplies. We need to get the stuff out, but like backpack, notebooks.
Yeah. I think that'll probably be the way to go. I just don't know because they're already on summer break and stuff. How
and will this
quickly
event,
respond.
Do we want it to, or is it focused more on like elementary back to school or like everyone back to school?
Well, when you said the junior high is going to
yeah.
be there,
okay,
that's why I was
high.
Curious if they were hosting some type of event or if, you know, they
yeah.
were running games or something from theirs or how it would. So it sounds like maybe all ages, but probably more geared to elementary.
Elementary kiddos.
Is YCC doing anything on Saturday?
No.
No.
Right, Tammy? YCC is not doing, they're not volunteering on Saturday.
No.
We're just using the rec employees.
Well,
yes,
no,
that's what they told me they didn't need them then.
Yeah. They're selling water
on the 3rd only.
Okay, yeah, you can count my wife.
Awesome, thank you.
And then we'll include my daughter. She'll do it as part of YCC.
Can they meet at the pavilion at 6:30?
I'll ask her to go there.
Okay.
Legacy.
Legacy
Park.
Legacy.
Lease? It'll be donating that water.
No, we buy it.
Oh, you buy it. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew somebody did, but I couldn't remember if it was a donation or if it was from the city. Okay.
I did not pick it up.
Would it be great to have maybe some other tables there? And I don't know if like the health department. Kids have to get different school stuff, like things like that, where. Even though that's so close to the Star School.
I know. The Night Out Against Crime is combined with the Health and Wellness Fair, and I think they usually have, like, Davis County Health Department comes and has immunizations or things.
I feel like if you could get, like, the background check people to come, so then anyone that wants to, like, volunteer in a school, and then it's just right there. And you don't have to go, like, all the way.
Who does that? Do you know?
I don't know.
There's
the office that does it.
The school district.
But sometimes they will come like with a truck because they've done it at our school, like at a back to school night. So you just go and you get them, you get it. So if you could get those people, that'd be amazing.
That'd be cool too, because there might be people who aren't parents there, or their kids aren't in school, and they're like, oh yeah, I could volunteer.
But they might not be thinking about school, right?
Probably like 8:30, but the 1 mile starts.
Does everyone have to have a background check now?
If you're like a regular volunteer, or if you're going on a field trip. So if you're going in for like one hot second, maybe like a Valentine's Day party, you don't have to. But
yeah, and I don't know if with the schools, because I know there is something that the legislature last year, I think, put into effect that just went into effect in May, where any like organization that like volunteers with youth, they have to do state and federal background checks and child abuse training. And I don't know if that is schools as well.
They just revealed that in Ward Council. Just by the way, we background checked everybody here. Like, what? Okay.
So yeah, that'd be awesome to have that. And then like with the library, like it'd be awesome if they could like have people fill out forms for a library card.
Yeah,
and so they can just go and pick it up. Even though I know that's always a discussion, why don't we have a library in North Salt Lake?
Because we don't need
one. We've got a nice Davis County library 5 minutes away.
How was the library today? Nobody's there.
And I was going to say, would it get used? That's the thing. Yeah.
They go use the computers.
Mm-hmm.
It's very scarce on people.
I'm assuming like if the schools are there, maybe they have like the free and reduced lunch applications there as well, like just anything that maybe you want to do, because the back to school nights are like chaotic as heck. And usually you have 6 million kids running around and all the kids are like, and so yeah, there's people there, but all the people that you're supposed to fill out, but it's so like, how am I supposed to do all the things? So like having almost a pre back to school night where you could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
be helpful.
If you're doing that much, you might help the PTAs might want to show up to get people to start signing up for PTAs.
Yeah.
Sorry, have to plug that one.
No, that's great.
Yeah, it's smart though.
Well, thank you.
I'm trying to think of what else. And I don't work as much in Davis County with my work, but I have a colleague who does, and they do back to school nights. Some of them up in Clearfield, so I can ask them if they have any other suggestions. I mean, I'm even thinking like, after school, like, I don't know, like, is there like the after school network? Like, I don't know who runs the after school in Davis County and if it's the same at each school, but that would be good. Does the rec center do after school stuff? Or like, when does fall sports?
We're doing soccer signups right now for North Salt Lake Rec. I'm not even sure when that ends, but
probably not by Saturday. Oh, we're talking
about this.
Yeah,
this is for back to school.
Yeah, I jump back to Saturday.
would be awesome to have, like, the people who are tabling, if they have, like, stuff to do, but maybe also ask them, like, could you bring an activity
or something? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. If we're, rather than hearing too much to the parents, we're going to also make it, you know, fun for the kids.
So the parents can actually talk to them.
And I don't know when, like Waterford Upstart, when their cohorts start, but that's, like, you can do that before kindergarten, online for free. So, like, that could be, I have connections with them.
I think it usually starts after Labor Day.
Okay, so that could be a really good time to get some few people in there thinking about younger kids getting ready for kindergarten the next year.
Where soccer starts in September 6th, would that be too late, or can they still sign up at that time?
It seems like we've got signups
clear up until the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that
awesome.
Would be a good time.
Yeah,
because I just
down
pulled
down
that up.
And isn't there a KinderCare in North Salt Lake, around 89? They probably do after school child care. I don't know what their capacity is.
Is that one on Ribbon Road?
But some of those, like, providers.
Kids
over
by.
Some
of the other ones were, I don't know what, like I said, if maybe they're full,
it's
but if not,
kid,
saying, inviting them if they want to come.
Would YCC want to do it?
I'm not sure what they would do at it, though. I mean,
if they want to set up, like, a game or something.
Yeah, I can ask them.
It would be fun if they ran some games for the younger kids.
Yeah, I can ask.
They want, like, a ring toss or something.
We have a lot of, like, maybe groups that are maybe more geared towards younger kids. Is there, like, I don't know, anyone we'd want to invite for teenagers or... I know Davis Behavior Health does those, like, parent classes. That's more for the adults.
Yeah, we posted some of those.
Yeah,
Do you want the YCC to, if you're doing, like, the giveaways for, like, either the spin the wheel or pink or something, do you want the YCC to help with that?
Yeah, that
might be great. Because that would be a good thing for them.
I'm just wondering if we should, I mean, depending on what we decide, I wonder if we should just set aside some money to actually buy
school supplies,
things to give away that would be fun.
I would think so too.
You could do a North Salt
Lake
just to
kind of get people there. Hey, I just got today frisbees with a new North Salt Lake logo and some hand sanitizer.
Oh, fun.
Although I don't have kids, so I'm like, do they even use pencils anymore?
You always need pencils.
And dry erase markers.
Always.
Here.
Yeah, I just see all those laptops.
They might sponsor it.
Yeah, or are there any local businesses that would be interested?
I was thinking, like, Kangaroo Zoo.
Yeah.
That's on the road.
Or there's that, like, candy store. Their Hispanic candy store.
There's also
Kavanaugh's. Yeah,
Kavanaugh's.
And they do tours. I have not done a tour there.
It's a fun little
boat. They do chocolate tour.
Yeah. Honestly, if you rented a bounce house for, like, then people would just come over. But is that liability?
No, that's what else the other group did. They used money and bought it and rented a bounce house or two. We had bounce houses and giveaways.
Because if there's already a lot of food trucks there, then how do you distinguish, come over here, come see us.
Yeah.
But if you have a bounce house, then kids are going to see
kids
a bounce house.
Yeah.
And then the parents have to follow them.
Yeah.
Say, that's not our bounce house. You can't go in. But now I guess
it is our bounce house. Yeah.
Amazing back to school party.
Oh,
so great.
Find
anything
for
on there.
Make it a movie night. Of course, it doesn't get dark.
Yeah, I'm like, it wouldn't be dark
till 9:30.
Just imagine.
The
put it on like a
the
Chromebook.
The YCC used to do movies in the park in the summer. It was fun. But at the park.
When does that start?
Right away. We've shut off all the water, so it's dead.
Now it's hay.
Because I keep driving by, I'm like, I thought that you'd be digging things up by now.
Yeah, I was working on the signs today.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Now you have something to say.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything, but I guess not.
You want to tell us about the wetlands too?
Sure.
Just trying to think is what would make a teenager excited about back to school?
End of school.
Teenager.
Yeah, the last day.
I'm just saying, like, if we're wanting it to be for, like, all back to school, like.
Girls.
How can we get the girls there?
Boys.
Football teams.
Make promises we can't keep.
Have a dance party.
You know, Bountiful used to do that, and when we were on Community Cares, we went and helped, and.
Oh, the dance party.
Very few people showed
up. We did one just for our family reunion last week. We did rent these big houses in Zion's Ponder. So one of the houses had like a big concrete patio. It had lights, and we did a dance party, and it was so fun.
Do you think we could get the kids to come, though?
For
like
Juneteenth and Pride events, they do, didn't they have
they
dancing
dance
things?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like they were dancing, yeah.
It was a high school kids too, though, because when we did it for Community Care, it did not.
They did not want to get out there.
Honestly, you could like ask the football team, the Bountiful High football team, just be like, do you want to come and just like essentially, bring 20 people, get people excited about your season, and then you just have a bunch of cute.
And the cheerleaders.
Yeah, I was going to say, because when there's sports, like, they practice in the summer, right?
Yeah, they're
or the band,
together.
I don't know.
Do you want Wisconsin Bountiful football teams to be there?
Totally.
That's what's awesome about our
scrimmage.
City, is that our kids go to both schools.
A scrimmage. You set up a scrimmage? That would get people coming. Between Bountiful and Woods Cross.
On opposite sides of the.
Go Trouble High?
Well, I'm thinking, do more kids from North Salt Lake go to Woods Cross or Bountiful, or is it kind of all?
Probably half and half.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was going to say, because it's half and half, isn't it now?
It's probably pretty
Mueller
close.
Park goes
and
Fox
I feel like most of us are going to be empty nesters
on
our hill. So many of us that.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for
I'm older than you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're advertising it back to school night, 5:30 to 8:00. I think that's what we've done other events. Bring back to school supplies. I'll figure out a more fun way to say that.
I think we talked about, like, giving them to, like, one school. Like, I don't know, because I don't know how much we're going to get. So it's like, we want to say we're giving this to,
Adelaide is a
Title I.
Title I school. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's kids in need at all
every
of the
schools.
And that's, I remember when Pamela was running it, she was like, I wish I could figure out how to just get it to the kids in need, you know.
Yeah. Well, if we talk to the schools and say, like, how many, like, do you need, you know, and they can probably, you know, distribute them as they want to.
Can we just, like, split it between schools, whatever we get between schools?
Yeah, we'll do that. Just kind of, I guess we can see how many.
See how much
we
get,
yeah.
Is someone going to look into bounce houses? Do you want me to put that on our flyer?
I can look into it.
And you said one of the other groups has rented a bounce house before?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Which bounce house?
Or no, which group?
Oh, it was Pam.
Oh, okay. So just
okay. She probably, she knows.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of.
I know, and we've got the ones coming for Saturday. And the ones we have Saturday are water bounce mm-hmm. houses.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing
no.
that company still does.
Well, they probably do
regular ones.
Yeah.
Is it Bounce and Boogie?
Just leave your water off of
bouncing bins.
There you go. Bouncing bins.
Instead
of a
DJ,
maybe
that was
the
other one.
Just
do one of the
songs.
Yeah.
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 Just do a playlist.
Just do a playlist.
It's
like that money.
Yeah, we've been working on a playlist.
Bouncing
Boogie,
Bounce House Rentals.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So just a playlist and the guy stands there.
That's we've been talking about making our own playlist and just. With generic music, because we've done it for the Easter egg, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
Put it together and just plug it in, it'd be easier.
I did start one.
You did?
I started
We'll compare. We'll
see who's as well. Did you say you put one together?
I've been working on one.
Oh, I have too.
There we go.
Yeah, he made one too through ChatGPT or something.
Did you say, because I said,
they did?
That's for lazy, city yeah. events, just fun, happy, party music.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
With only one F4 person.
And it spit out like 300 songs.
Yeah.
For real?
That's fun.
Yeah.
It's amazing what that stuff can do.
The only bad thing is you have to put it into something that has no ads.
Yeah.
Which is
fine.
We can do it.
Yeah, I mean, I've got
it. I have Amazon.
Well, even if you just got Spotify for a month, it's much cheaper than that guy. So
I did that with the city.
Apple. We had a Spotify account for a while because I wanted it for Christmas because we used to play music through City Hall, but
yeah.
We shut that off. Okay, so music. I'll put fun music. I won't put live music DJ. We'll just,
yeah.
Unless Randy, what's your DJ name? I think
we have DJ Huddy.
Who's DJ Huddy?
Buddy the Elf.
Buddy the Elf.
Oh.
He's a DJ.
He's a real DJ.
Yeah, he actually goes to like Moab and does DJ things.
Oh.
The guy that dressed up as
Buddy
the
Elf.
He's a
DJ
too.
Huddy.
And is that
H-U-D-D-Y?
Yeah, sure. I have no idea what his DJ name, but we're going with that. DJ
Huddy. Are we volunteering him?
What's that?
Are we volunteering him?
Yes, we are. That's what we did with the Buddy the Elf, and he was an awesome Buddy the Elf.
He was great,
yeah.
And maybe you could dress up as Buddy for the Liberty Fest or bring back to school.
Yeah.
Said he wanted to dress up.
Me and him have talked about it in the past.
I think it'd be fun to hear a playlist that we've started and see.
ChatGPT.
I'll talk to DJ Huddy. See what he says.
I would dress up.
He will.
I know. That's what I think would be so fun if he just came to all the events.
Well, he just dressed up whatever you told him to dress up as. So. He loves the attention.
I'm guessing
give him something weird. Like, it doesn't matter.
Do the dress up and the DJ over having to move all the stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Games, activities, bounce houses, fun for all ages, fun music, and then we're collecting needed school supplies. I'll just kind of start with that kind of basic.
Mm-hmm.
That work.
Perfect.
And I think it's part of the Unity and Community series, isn't it? So.
Okay. Well, and probably, what is it? In probably 2 weeks is when they start doing the back to school sales too.
January. Yeah, usually kind of
July. I feel like it starts happening about July the 10th.
It's a good time to go get them school supplies to donate.
Are we gonna meet before that event again?
Oh,
yes.
Okay,
then I won't worry about
July.
I won't worry about what we do.
We were
wondering
like the week before.
Okay, that's fine.
Do
we don't
need
to make
a meeting
right
in
now.
July. I
that's
mean,
true.
That's the only bit.
Yeah, we just have to go find the songs.
If we're not meeting, I just want to make sure we have all of our stuff ready, which I'm sure is the same as last time, right? Tents.
Yeah.
Two tents. Tables. We were good on all that stuff.
Yeah, inflatable.
Are we doing the flags for that?
Yes, it is our year of the
semi-quincentennial.
Thank
I guess
you.
It is post 4th of July.
And post 4th of July.
How many flags? Just the same as normal?
Yeah.
How about 250 for the
We don't have 250.
Semi-quincentennial.
We only have 150.
I think we only have
150. Then we're only going to celebrate the
150th.
Yeah, you got it.
What if we have 172?
Someone tell me what we're going to celebrate that to.
each
that would be
mono centennial.
Time is it by two?
I have no idea.
Well, just centennial.
Centennial's 100.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. So just the same setup. You're cool with all that.
Is it quincentennial?
Besides the music.
I don't know.
Yes.
Because they'll bring our speakers and all that stuff.
Yep.
Okay,
Huddy.
And bring DJ Huddy.
Yeah.
Sesquicentennial.
For a big clock, like
is the first one.
We have one.
150-year celebration is called a sesquicentennial.
What was the
100th? What's the Flavor
Flav? There we go.
Yeah, Flavor Flav book.
Sesquicentennial, bicentennial, quincentennial.
That's a lot. Even looks
like we will all be dead by then. I was one.
Right.
So the fourth Tuesday in July is the 22nd. We probably should, just even if it's short. Just to make sure everything's
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just plan on. If not, I'll just do anything. Just get a hold of me if you need something else.
Even if it's just to only talk about the back to school project.
That's fine.
If that's okay.
We are meeting
Tercentenary.
It's my birthday that
day.
Tricentenary.
Yeah, but
Tricentenary.
July 22nd?
Or not?
It is our 85th. City anniversary also next year.
North Salt Lake.
Again, 10 years.
Wow. If you could get some cool thing, Linda, that celebrates the two together.
It's our 80th. Sorry.
Okay.
It's our 80th.
If you could do some sort of cool thing celebrating the two together.
Yeah. We still haven't put the plaque on top of our
time machine.
Our time capsule.
Whatever it is.
The DeLorean you bear.
Just add more to it.
When did you do the time capsule?
For our 75th anniversary.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So for 5 years, it's been on my
let's
to-do
open
list.
It on
but
that
somebody
80th.
Else like to take that on.
So when we go to dig it up, nobody will know where it's at.
It better be marked.
We GPS'd it. Okay. I don't know where that's on.
When are they supposed to dig it up?
Whenever they want.
When everybody's gone.
Sarah, you guys are all young. When we're all dead and gone, just know that there is a time capsule
somewhere
out in City Hall,
somewhere without a plot,
around the amphitheater.
I got the GPS.
Just somewhere
in the amphitheater. I can go to the general area, but it is on GPS.
Okay.
Something totally different.
Somebody put an air tag in there.
It's like a geocache.
Yeah.
Air tag starts running low. It's gone.
I'm gonna live to be like 100, so don't worry about me.
Okay. Yeah, because you don't ever eat a vegetable.
Do you want to live to be 100?
No. The 80th anniversary is traditionally called the oak anniversary. The
oak. So why don't we
plant
some
oak
trees?
I like it. That'd be
cool. Put them on my street.
80th.
Oh, that sounds fun.
So we should.
No,
have
I want to
trees.
See.
Maybe we could get.
I
want
to see a giant tree in the middle of my lands. That just be
no, yeah, that was
tree
my
tree of life.
Yeah.
They planted down in Sandy, but they light up every year.
Oh, yeah.
It's at the cemetery.
We just did.
It's so cool.
Oh,
is it South Jordan?
Park.
Oh, maybe South Jordan.
Do they call it like the Tree of Life?
Yeah.
That's,
I
don't know
if
that's what it's called. But.
It's just one huge tree,
yeah.
And they light it up.
Every,
so
it's like
every
the one in the cemetery up there.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
I knew there was
one in
we
the cemetery.
We could do that.
Huge.
That's cool. That's a pretty big oak tree we're buying if we're doing that.
So put it in the wetlands. I'll be happy.
But
anyways, 250th anniversary.
Did you guys notice that I did put something in my little file? Thank you very much for that.
No. I didn't notice.
No, I wasn't here for the last
night.
No,
yeah, it was last night.
I
didn't
notice.
I cared.
We were messing around
Sarah,
in there. It's actually kind of a cool
SharePoint?
Thing.
Let me teach you how.
John gave us all a demonstration last time.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah, we dug. I dug through it quite a bit.
But it sounds a lot fancier.
Is it still under that umbrella that ETS set up? Oh. Okay. That sounds pretty
easy. I'm a SharePoint.
I thought you and I and
Wendy were admin.
All
admin.
Right.
No, we're not lucky.
Now,
we're not lucky.
We're now involved in some city business that is not going smoothly.
Yeah.
It's going. it's normal.
It's kind of like when a couple gets in a fight in front of you. Awkward.
They dream about each other the other night.
It was a stress for me.
Okay, anyways.
Okay, so I put up all the ideas. Do we want to choose ideas or read over them, or what do you guys think? I accidentally left a couple off.
Can we open the share site from here?
Yes, but it's like incomplete sentences. It's share
ponder. Word vomit is what we call it.
I did leave off a couple, though, which we can
hit later.
Wow, there's a lot in there.
Oh, honey, I have ideas. Lots of bad ideas that I have, and I left some off.
For instance, hear me out, friends. What if for the shot heard around the world we had a shooting contest? Because Bountiful has a turkey shoot. So why can't we get the people in our North Salt Lake to enjoy shooting? Or for Paul Revere's ride, we could get the cowboys and have some sort of like a horse racing contest.
Where are we?
Oh, come on. I've supported every single one of them.
No, I'm loving it.
We're thinking about it. Stick horses.
Didn't give us enough time to process that.
Yeah.
We got some cowboys down there.
I did leave off collecting people's stories and having them present them in an event or a newsletter, like, you know, their American story, how they came to America there. I left that one off, and then I left off movie nights, like patriotic shows or something through the summer, like we talked about, you know, something like that.
Like Braveheart?
That one.
Oh, wrong country.
A, that's Scotland.
It's a great movie, though.
D.
It's patriotic.
I'm not sure kids would go for it. Maybe
no.
Pearl Harbor?
I'm teasing. There's so many great movies. Yes.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Isn't that one so good?
Maybe the YCC could bring back movies in the park. I mean,
oh, that would be fun.
You can do patriotic movies.
We could do patriotic.
Yeah.
Or like a Walt Disney.
Just through like, you know, May, June, July, August.
Family Robinson. Swiss Family Robinson.
Yes.
I should like to do some.
Or
Night of the
Museum.
Oh, is that where she put it at?
Yes, but just celebrating America.
Yeah. You put it in 2021?
Yep.
In here?
Yes. I just found it.
Oh,
semi-quincentennial.
Semi-quincentennial.
How did you get a red folder?
I don't know. He gave me a
red folder.
You right
click on it, and then you can change the folder color.
I like being red, because it's patriotic.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's the youth. Change it to blue, please.
Yeah.
You want it blue?
Yeah. No, I like red. Leave it at red. We're doing school things.
There it is.
But I love red. Thank you.
Statewide event. So the state is organizing.
They do have on
luncheons?
Their list that they have a community luncheon
cool.
on July 5th, 2026. That is, I believe, a Sunday. What a perfect day to have community lunches.
Mm-hmm.
Or a neighborhood walkabout, sort of.
Yes.
Is the state funding it, or are they just saying, like, we're all doing this?
We're all
do
doing
we love
it.
For
okay.
you to
yeah.
do it.
Yeah. If so they were funding it, that would be
party
your taxes.
We had Allie look into the state funding.
Mm-hmm.
To get the grant, they put you through quite a rigmarole, and I didn't
right.
hear anything after she shared it with the council and things, but it looked like it was a lot of work for $5,000 or $10,000, and yet $5,000 or $10,000 is
yeah.
awesome. But.
So you spend a week in Guantanamo Bay.
What's we did talk about the citizen walk for the 250 miles.
That.
Oh, that's funny.
Is doing that and
that should be health
collaborating
and
with Health and Wellness.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
oh,
that
Lisa
and I talked about that. Because I think that's doable for lots of people.
And
yeah.
then and even if
throughout
the whole
like
year.
6 months.
No,
or
it would
year.
Be over
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, the full year. And then in that same vein, like 250 service projects of some sort.
Mm-hmm. We probably
want to
make
quilts,
like a
food.
Sheet or like a tracker
mm-hmm.
of some kind.
And who was it? Someone last
that
time
people
said,
could print out themselves, or
oh, I thought you meant like a shared document.
Oh no,
still
no,
going
no, no!
so fun.
Something where they if they wanted
the
to, they could just say they did
that
it,
would be easy to
and
do.
I'll say
the,
sure
like
you did it.
Put it on the website. They could download it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have the assembled.
And you could like you know mark it up on your phone, or you could print it. Like
that could be awesome.
Yeah,
it's like the there's like a big thing amongst young moms called the 1,000 hours outside. So you can download, it's just trying to help people get outside obviously more. And so it's like just under 3 hours a day. And it's a big push for a certain demographic, which I fall into. But something like that where you download it and then you like track it. And so you could even have like some of our North Salt Lake influencers. I don't know who they are, but I mean, there's people
mm-hmm.
out there that would
mm-hmm.
do like say like, oh, this is what I'm going to do with my family, you know.
Or even if all of us put it on social media,
yeah.
we would be getting it.
There
out.
Will be influencers. So
that's
what I'm
saying.
That's
the goal.
And Tammy, tell me why don't you tell the news about the medal? Oh, I think a medal would be fun. Because a sticker's okay. You could put a sticker on your water bottle or whatever. But I think the medals, you know when you do the 5K?
Yeah, we give out medals.
Those medals are
fun. If you do the race Saturday, you'll get a medal.
Well, but I can't because I'm going to be handing out bananas. So I can't do the race.
Medal for bananas.
In truth, the bananas are going to be over on a table. I don't think we're... I know.
Okay. Well, I remember cutting bananas.
Yeah.
I did
we
something
decided
with
to leave them whole this year.
But if we had, like, the, you know, a medal for people who have been able to do the 250.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I'm thinking for the volunteer hours, 250, if you could get, like, some sort of certificate from the mayor, it would look good on the high school kids' resumes. That they did 250 hours
of
service.
That's a great idea.
I know that they do a presidential one for 100 hours. 250 is huge.
Go back to that thing about the 1,000 hours of outside or whatever. You said there was an app?
It's no, it's a website. Maybe
oh,
we
website.
Have a an app now. But
well, I wonder if you can make apps or website, right? We could do something like that.
Yeah.
Or you can keep track of your rather
your
than
hours.
A piece of paper.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because nobody has paper anymore.
Yes.
That we can just, like...
Right.
I
just use, like, my notes, and I'd say, oh, today we're set, you know, like, added up every day. But I think having an app would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. And somebody, there's people out there that can
yes.
do all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
I just think that would be so awesome.
I really like the idea, especially because we're rebuilding Hatch Park. I like your park bench designed and engraved with, you know, because... Hopefully we're done with Hatch Park, and I guess we may not be next
We can
year.
Still do it.
I know, I really like that. So, like, the park was built in 2026, and here's the bench commemorating the country's semi-quincentennial.
Well, when we talked about it, too, I was thinking we could even have some times where we met and you could walk. You could have like a little hike and you could get a couple miles
yeah,
to your,
I do the park
yeah
sprint.
So there
yeah.
could be times where you met and got a couple of miles in
or
your,
the trails committee
yeah,
we
yeah,
can
so
make them
there.
Do
so
some
we
of it
add,
well,
we're not
do the
trails
well.
Exactly
well it was kind of that was one of those little health and wellness slash events
so
slash
other communities could piggyback
into an
on
event.
This because we did so my report when it's to me we did get the fiscal year to be July to July so it's happening now. Well, it's not July yet.
Next
right.
week.
Yeah, but it will happen. So that will be, you know, in a couple weeks. It will be game on.
Yeah, we can already spend it. We just can't take delivery of anything till July 1.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Or at least start planning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
So there's just a lot of stuff that doesn't even, it doesn't take much. Like having two lights in the building. Partway through, I said, like, getting the schools in on board,
yeah.
or on board, getting the PTAs on board so that they will start, maybe have their themes for the year be based on this, so it's more of a whole community.
I'm wondering if they're, I bet all the schools are already
They've already chosen. Probably
the semi-quincentennial.
I'm hoping they have.
I would
hope
so.
If we get it involved, so it's really a community getting the whole families in, but if we did stuff like that, the teachers could talk about Paul Revere's ride and look at City Hall. They have two specific lights on, like on the Old North Church. Flag Day, I was thinking, I know that you can get flags that have flown over Fort McHenry, or we could get Melissa Ballard to get one over the state capitol. And then after we fly that above the City Hall, we could give that away as a prize at Liberty Fest or something. You've won this,
yeah.
this cool flag. Tons of stuff on veterans.
Flag Day. I was just thinking about it. I have a friend who has a flag that flew over a fort in, I want to say Iraq or Afghanistan.
Wow.
And I wonder if we could, if there's, I'm sure he can't be the only one.
Yeah.
Who he's got it nice and framed, and if we could do like almost a pop up setup kind of thing, so it's like a pop up museum kind of thing.
Oh yeah.
With
like that would
be. Yeah.
That would be super cool. You know, they have the Great American Award for the fifth graders. Like, you have to recite the Gettysburg Address.
Mm-hmm.
You have to name all the presidents, locate and spell all the 50 states and the capitals,
sing the national anthem, recite the preamble.
I remember learning that.
And
not tell you now.
And then write the pledge with and so like at Foxborough they only had two or three kids who got it.
Yeah, that's
but like
great.
If you it's like a really it's pretty
and
that
that's
hard to
yeah,
like really talk to the principal, be like, let's
maybe
see
we can have them like
and
the
then
mayor
all of
and
them
then some
come
yeah.
to the mayor
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, city council and be recognized.
Yes, more than just like at their school.
And this is arts committee. But the NSL Reads writing contest this year, the writing contest that the city does should be themed around the semi-quincentennial.
I was thinking the reading contest, the photo contest.
Maybe our photo.
Yeah, it was
nice.
Everything based around this.
That's what
plans,
yeah.
That's really one thing that I did talk about, last time we talked about getting bricks in the amphitheater, like having veterans' families buy a brick, kind of like they have at Walt Disney World. And, you know, you put your veteran's name on it, and then that could kind of be our thing at the amphitheater, or Rachel Chase on the Arts Committee is proposing this really cool cylinder, but I don't know how much it costs. Here, I'll show you.
That, again, we've talked about that with Hatch Park, having, because it's we've got kind of those... meeting areas, reading places,
uh-huh.
And doing, you know, where you can buy a bricks. We were thinking more to help pay for Hatch Park, but kind of
love that because
similar thing.
I know you told me that we donated to the one in Bountiful.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys, they say it's Bountiful's, which if it's
partially
ours.
It's called
ours,
the Bountiful, yeah,
yes.
Veterans, but it is. It's supposed
so
to be
it
a South
like
Davis.
So it looks like we don't care family. About the vets. So yeah. Rachel was trying to get them to do something like this where you put the names on.
Click
and wait, oh, see, it's dark.
I propose that we rename Hatch Park to the Semi-Quincentennial Park.
Oh.
Except that the Hatch family probably wouldn't.
And no one would be able to say all the kids.
Yeah,
this one kind of reflects some sort of monument they're doing in Hatch.
I would love to even maybe get someone to sponsor putting names rather than having families buy them.
And
buy them, especially if we're doing it at Hatch Park, but it's like too
if
competing.
If we did a fundraiser, we could get money.
The other option when we put in the Veterans Memorial Amphitheater, there's concrete retaining walls that we talked about putting plaques on.
Yeah, that would be
yeah.
That's
kind of Camille's push right now.
It was yeah.
We think that'd be really fun to do during this year.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, so then there are all those. Talked about maybe a chocolate pilot drop on just a special day like VE Day or something, just to commemorate that. You know, our fighting over there.
Could we do that with part of our Liberty Fest events on the
oh,
Saturday
well, we
before
totally
Liberty Fest?
Which
just
the kids love and they remember.
Things.
Mm-hmm.
The candy.
We did it with the help.
He's not
yeah.
doing it this year.
He's dead.
Colonel Jefferson?
Yeah. Yeah. No, no, no. Yeah.
Troy Giles?
No, we're having the flyover, the retired guys that did it last year. Jack Eggington and his classic airplanes.
Oh, I thought it was going to Candy Drop.
No, didn't that guy die?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but we have a chocolate factory
yeah.
in North Salt Lake.
Mm.
And they do events all the time. Like I've gone and gotten like a free scoop of ice cream or like a free chocolate. Maybe we can get them to do it themselves, but just
I got a drone.
For like, he's only like
something.
Six
would you consider doing this?
Yeah.
On the veterans also, I was thinking, you know, we talked about spotlighting them. I was thinking maybe like on the 4th of July, the fireworks, maybe having them come up and after we've highlighted them in the newsletter, actually have them on stage and that they can get a nice shout out there. Scavenger hunt, we had talked about already, having local businesses in North Salt Lake have symbols and having the kids go around. Flags in the communities. Oh, I thought I spelled that wrong. Maybe if we have flags here and families can come get the flags, because I'm shocked how many people don't have flags. And then, of course, I said all our events and contests have flags out. I know, I'm so sorry. All the flags out. That's all I can do.
Just scroll down.
For the scavenger hunt, they did something at Juneteenth that was cool. Is they did like each table had a fun fact kind of thing. I wonder if that's something we could do with the scavenger hunt, where they like have to fill in the blank.
Super, and you could make like a, almost like, I don't know how you do it, like a passport kind of thing,
yeah,
you and I talked about that. We talked about awards for the most patriotic home or business, which could actually be like the flag that flew over some special place. And then I just, we don't really have big celebrations for Memorial Day, July 24th.
That's because we go to the Bountiful Veterans Memorial Park.
I'm really sick of Bountiful. We're going to Salt Lake, and we're awesome.
I think Brian has spoken at it. We've taken General Oaks. We've taken our guys from North Salt Lake.
We're talking.
Surprise.
That reminds me. I have a picture of Brian at Bountiful High's graduation.
Oh, yeah. Do you? Could you send it to me?
I wonder if you don't. We also asked the people who do Juneteenth if they would be interested in involving in some way, because that's like Celebration of Emancipation Day.
Yeah. Or on June, yeah.
And
special
Eddie's,
one on June.
Eddie
the,
amazing.
Yeah,
he's
awesome. He handled everything. It was great.
He did. He was great. I also
Eddie.
Thought maybe have a group that goes around to local elementaries. I think we talked about this.
Right?
He talks about flag etiquette.
Yeah,
and, you know, I don't think they get taught that anymore, especially since there's not a big Boy Scout contingent anymore. But, you know, the importance of flag etiquette.
Well,
flag.
There still is a scout trip that we could probably pull from.
And there's
yeah,
Girl Scouts, them or the Girl Scouts to come and teach this, because it's not taught like it used to be. And we talked about, September is Constitution Month. Again, Bountiful has a huge thing at the park. One weekend there. We could do something to celebrate that as well. I was thinking, memorize the preamble sort of thing, get something from the mayor.
What if we do, because there's that fifth grade one, what if we open that up
seven,
to
seven,
all
18.
Kids and so they'll be recognized at city?
So that
or
could
no.
be
yeah, or every, anyone who does
anyone
it.
And we could have it in September, which is coming. I mean, all of this would literally start like July 4th. July 5th next year is going to be really depressing because it's all over. We're 251.
The letdown.
Oh,
are you saying, is that when everybody else is celebrating it?
It's that
or,
year, so I'm
or
assuming.
Or most people starting in January.
I would assume, I don't know, but I would assume it starts that full year. Which I think would be great because
like leading up to
yes, because if we just did January to July, we would miss a lot of stuff that happened.
I was saying July through or January through December, like a full calendar year.
Yeah,
but you're thinking it's
yeah, typically it's 75, 76, so it'd be 25, 26. Yeah. Let's see, prize for the youth, but like we've discussed, everybody. Thank you, my friend. Let's see, stickers, we talked about medals. Have some sort of theme, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who came up with sticker. It was one of you guys, and it was brilliant.
I said sticker, because people like, I mean,
I
people...
Could we not do both?
We could do both.
I mean, I personally would love a sticker more than a medal, but I don't like...
But I think
things.
The medal would be awesome,
but
I think both.
Sticker but,
nicely
on so
the
so it's a different thing.
There's no reason we couldn't do
exactly.
And then again, like we talked about having movie nights, it'd be fun to have like a community choir sort of thing and have a night when they just sing patriotic songs. Those, my friends, are my ideas, as well as
have
the shooting and
spelling
everything.
When
exactly, yeah. A spelling contest from American history.
Yeah. When Matt Jensen was on the city council, he was a member of the Army 23rd Army Band, and we did a patriotic concert up at the golf course.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh,
that
would
be so awesome.
It was nice.
I saw a picture of
that.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Fancy. Yeah. And we designed a couple water bottle stickers for our Get to the River event and things, but so we can
we're falling behind on Trails, aren't we?
Dang. I know. Trails is, they have t-shirts already.
Yeah, I took a picture of them at the TNT, and I'm like, oh, look.
And then, like, I'm just thinking as we're going through the shirts tonight at like Liberty Fest, having the red, white, and blue shirts.
The other one is just the insult
trails. Is that verboten?
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm late for that.
What'd you say?
Is that verboten?
No, we've had those colors, so we just change every year.
Because I was just thinking, if everything we did was just kind of red, white, and blue the whole
time. Oh yeah.
Like red, white, blue sort of thing.
Yes, we got.
And
some
then I'll have our little,
already.
You know, the little logo for the year.
Yeah, it's a shirt. I know. We all love this particular shirt. It's the
like
style,
fabric.
The fabric,
yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
So we're kind of gone through the colors. We've already done the reds,
that's
whites, and blues.
One.
But I'm going back to red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Next year, sorry.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Sorry.
But at the car show, don't have just American cars, please and thank you.
Have you not been to the car show?
Well, it's not their choice.
Yes, I have, but I'm just saying for America, you know, for 250.
You're saying you do want just
American
cars?
No, I don't want just American cars.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because
don't change it.
Used the gas cans from
our
troops.
That's the only time we're not
going to
do
this.
No, that's the only time. No. Those, my friends, are my ideas.
Those are great ideas. Have a cool red, white, and blue sticker though with the car on it.
Wouldn't that be so cool?
Seems like every event there's a new sticker.
There should be.
But I mean, a lot of these are not like money, and you know, it's just setting things up.
What stickers like this cost? $1.60 each? $1.50?
The ones I got online were less than $1 each. Yeah, they were like 56.
Well, these ones I had a print on a more adhesive back, so they'd stay to the stick to the tools, the drills tools.
Yeah. So, but I think yeah, we could probably get it.
Well, you're also this.
Oh, I love that.
I love the flag up.
I do too.
Charge more
on my
alpha graphics.
I have my bunting.
They're much more profitable.
But then
you
should be neighbors.
Than like say mule stickers or whatever. Okay, well, is that all?
I'll work on a logo a little bit, incorporating maybe the semi-quincentennial in with our city logo.
Thank you. So what do we do from here?
Do we
decide what we want to do? Do we all just ponder? Do we?
My
chairman, the next meeting is going to be decision time. Okay.
It's
I mean, are we going to do anything at this point, really?
Well, it's all starting July 5th of 2025, probably.
Right, but I mean, we're not going to really have anything.
No, there's nothing that starts.
Before
the
4th, yeah. So we might as well.
But at the 4th of July, on the little grandstand, you guys could, like, announce that we are having a year of celebration sort of thing. And, you know, we could even have a contest to see who's singing the Star Spangled Banner at the next 4th of July. You know, that could be a fun thing.
We don't even do this. Well, we play it during the fireworks.
I was going to say sing it during the fireworks.
But we
before, when they first start, and then at the end when you play it.
I know a singer. She's got an amazing voice. She'd love to do it.
Her? Do you know that Catherine was...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Catherine has an amazing voice.
Sing something. She's like a...
You sound like my parents growing up singing.
Throw some at us. Let's judge it.
We'll see how
hey, we're honest down here. We're honest down here. Don't worry.
Please stand.
Let's see what you're working on.
Please stand. It's operatic. You probably won't want it.
It's all right. I'll listen to these guys. It's got to be better than
that. I'm sure you could like put that out to the high school groups to do it in high school and find someone to sing or something.
The magic program.
Yeah,
it would be
fun activities coming this year.
But we could have like
check out
there,
the newsletter
a
and stuff for
with the different choirs from the schools could be one of the things. I mean,
just
you do it like through the summer or at our amphitheater.
Mm.
I'm just saying.
I'd probably keep it during the school year so the kids are actually there.
Show up.
One kid shows up, all right.
Sing! Well, you guys are the committee, we're just staff, so you guys decide where you're headed with this.
Do you want to think about it and then we all kind of decide what
I think
we want for the next meeting?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
just
I agree.
A bunch of events coming this year, watch for the newsletter.
Like, yeah, you guys also have to
together.
You have to weigh in because
you're
staff, we're staring straight at you.
Yeah.
You have to weigh in.
Because you don't necessarily know what it is yet, but just lots of fun activities.
You're just going to
watch our website, join our social media.
The events coming so for the back to school night, you incorporate one of these.
Oh my gosh, that would be.
One of these ideas. You have
to get back to school night. We're trying to get people to donate $250
Do we just have TJ Hoodie dress as Uncle Sam?
I like it.
Yes, he should.
TJ Hoodie dresses like Uncle Sam at all
the events. Totally
doable, but we have to start it. So that is the one that I think is going to
have to go
first.
I do too.
I think the ass would be cool. But
DJ
I feel like
Uncle,
that might be hard to do at the time, so Uncle Hoodie. Just have like a document, like a PDF or someone to print it out, or if they have it on their phone, they can use their notes and like process
poor
it.
Poor kids,
you know?
Hoodie 250.
Yeah. I'm gonna look into that. Well,
yeah.
It could be even like...
Better be careful though,
Wendy.
You might have to buy him a costume after the
year. Yeah,
I'm
gonna check
it out.
Yeah.
You should ask him.
Honestly, there's this man who keeps running for office in the state of Utah who always dresses like Abraham Lincoln,
said something
and he
kind of
it's like
we should totally have him come do something
yeah.
for the Gettysburg address,
sure,
and he talks like Abraham Lincoln. He sticks with his bit all the time. But
he never breaks
like
character.
He
does
no.
the four scores.
Is he from around here?
7 years ago.
He was at the state convention. So he's run for, I'm going to look him up, Abraham Lincoln.
Then it would have to be a lot of it would have to be put in the newsletter.
Okay. You guys make sure you write it up, send me what you need. I'm happy to put it in.
Yes.
Carmen had a fun
newsletter.
When does the newsletter go out?
Brian
wow.
Jenkins.
Oh,
yeah. It was the first one.
Yeah,
the only presidential
was
market.
Was kind of a 2 month.
Yeah.
But the next
yeah.
one should be
yeah.
July.
It was.
Okay, we need to have a
they had a photo of him. Had a nice,
served
up with a nice fridge in the background. That was right. Like
miles.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Wouldn't
it be cool to come do, like,
he's gonna be so booked out.
Do you know what I mean?
We get him first. Then.
Maybe we can get someone else to just do that look.
But if we had things like this that we could give out to the schools and say, here's some options of things that you could, you know, people who can come help with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that might help.
Do we want to have somebody create like a Google form to fill out for submitting their military member or their veteran for the newsletter?
Yeah,
how do you, is there, does the city use for their, do any forms that are, because I know the forms that you have are usually through like the rec stuff, and so you have to like sign in and do all that.
Well, we have form, yeah, through our website and through Civic Rec, but the
is there one that's easy, like if someone wanted to submit their family member who's a veteran, where you don't have to sign in?
Would there be any way
to
validate that they're actually
a
vet?
Mm-hmm.
Would there be any way to validate that they're actually a vet?
I don't know what people,
I want my name on that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the protocol is. I'm like,
I wouldn't know.
Like, we don't want to tell someone they're not a vet, and they're like, excuse me.
Because I pushed information out a couple of years ago through that Bountiful Veterans Memorial Park, where they've got a whole section of North Salt Lake veterans, so they probably have that information.
Okay.
And you know how they're like, too cold as that?
Maybe we can work with them where, like, if people want to, like, add, they can, like, send it to them, because they probably want them on their list as well.
They do. They
and so rather than us collecting a separate list and duplicating, just somehow work with them where we can promote it on our page.
It's not
and have them
harder than it,
yeah.
it has to be.
Okay. I'm sorry, I took the whole
time. No, that's good. But I think,
I like that, yes.
Yeah. I think doing that, because do we want to, because if we're putting it in the newsletter, would we want to do that in August? July,
probably
like start.
August.
July would be too soon. Probably.
Well, I should probably get a newsletter out mid to probably the third week of July. I'll put something out. It won't be one of the mailed newsletters, but it'll be the e-newsletter that goes out through.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say send me whatever you.
We'll
want.
Have something to you. We're going to meet on July 7th, so we'll have something to you.
Do like the veteran stuff too then.
And then we need the thing to keep track of miles.
Yep, I've got that down.
I can also help look into that.
and can we do service as well? Because that really would help people remember their residence.
250 acts of service?
Service hours or acts
of hours.
We could actually promote just serve with that, because that would give a lot of ideas.
Try it again.
So we could say it could be 250 acts of service or hours, whichever.
Uh-huh. And then if the mayor could give them a certificate, then they could put that on their resume.
The mayor, gotcha. We have a lot to do.
We're just going to be a busy girl.
And website.
Super excited.
I love America.
Anybody have any other ideas? Because we do not have to just do my ideas at all.
No, I think they're great.
If someone like knew someone that had a tank from World War II, that would be like super cool.
Why isn't he at the car show? I don't know what he is. I think he's doing something with it during the 4th. I don't know.
He's shooting off fireworks with it.
Great.
Little bottle rockets stick it down. Roman candle extreme right there.
Oh my goodness. We're not allowed to do that.
I wonder if next time maybe we take some of these events that don't necessarily have like a holiday home, and we like kind of plan, like say, let's do this one in October.
Yeah.
Just so that as we're planning events throughout the year, we can know, okay, this is something coming up that we want to plan, and then we don't have to do something. Sound good?
Okay, are we done with that one? Because I almost jumped the gun on ending that discussion. Okay, NSL photo contest.
Yay.
Well, as we just said earlier, it's going to be the holiday or the holiday theme.
What day is that one, dude?
September 8th.
Are there going to be events? So I'm working on the big event signs that go around town.
Party
boat. Any of the semi-quincentennial between now and the end of the year?
Oh, between now and the end of the year?
Oh, wait. Yes. The next set is going to be late summer, early fall. And then I'll probably have one more set.
Because it will be after July, so it's August onward.
Yeah.
Well, September is Constitution Month, and we talked about the preamble. And I don't know when. I guess the kids doing the Great American Award, that's throughout the school year, so that would be.
Yeah.
Through next July.
Yeah.
I guess we'd probably do that in September.
It's not.
So when they do that,
right?
When they do that preamble, do they promote that,
Or
do they just kind of suggest that?
Too early? But
maybe with it being the 250, maybe they will promote it a little bit harder.
Maybe the mayor goes to one of their assemblies at some point.
Then the teachers would say, let's get the rest
next
of it done.
One. Yeah, things like this September
because
that's
not
within it. Right, so they need to, if they learn the preamble, that is the preamble.
And that would be checked. They have the first one done.
And go move on to states, move on to presidents, whatever it is.
Yeah,
which we can have like presidents.
Learn the song.
We could actually plan that whole thing out.
The contest runs August
25th. And then we can send it to them. And maybe, I don't know if they have meetings all together.
Because if I just put September 19th on the
summer,
sign,
so not
it
even,
looks like
we can staff
that that's when it starts or something.
Exactly.
Great teachers.
September 19th.
It's usually, 5 p.m. on the 19th.
Yeah. Okay.
Midnight.
Sorry, they moved on.
Yeah.
She had a good idea for the theme. Are you looking for themes, or do you have?
Well,
a
it
theme?
Was just giving basic patriotic, semi-quincentennial.
Yeah, for the photos. What was yours?
America is ..
That'd be more of a writing contest.
Right, but what if you is writing the same as photos, just like in a different form?
Well, we have a writing contest too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I do love that for
but
that.
Photos would be
that's
fun because then you see what the kids say. Like, this is what I think is like represents America. You know, because guess there's time, because when does the photo contest open and when does it close?
August 25th, it opens and closes September
18th. So, like, a lot of the 4th of July, like, decorations, you know? So if it has to be patriotic theme, like, I don't know, like, are people going to be like, I don't know what, like, take a picture, you're going to get 10 flags that are up and that's it, right?
Well,
so maybe it would be cool to open it, like, a little broader.
Yeah.
We like America could, like, in the July newsletter, we could promote it like, hey, the photo contest is coming up this fall, the theme is patriotic or whatever. Just
yes.
So people that they could be thinking, oh, yes, I'll take pictures in July while there's still stuff.
Well, somebody had recommended I do some videos for social media, and I've been meaning to do that.
Because you've got such great pictures.
I could,
but I would love to do some
I could
video.
I do a video tomorrow morning, I think.
You whip them out that fast, Hank. It would take me forever.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get a video done tomorrow. Just talking about.
Shoot, I wish I had time.
Talking about a theme, just a patriotic theme, because I mean, the themes in the past really haven't worked.
Okay.
Like, okay, this is what we're doing, and then you get a whole plethora of pictures anyhow, because that's what they have. It's like, oh, I went and saw this deer in the backyard, so you know, that's just what we get.
Okay,
and then just do a short video. I don't know how long. Instagram is a minute long.
If you can keep it 30 seconds.
Yeah, talk about it and say, okay, well, this is what we're going to do, and give them the pointers of what somebody was saying is to give photography pointers to help them make better pictures as opposed to...
Do they get an award for winning or anything? Mm-hmm.
They get gift cards, and we put their pictures on canvas, and they're hanging in City Hall.
For the year, for the next.
For the whole next year.
And then I think you give it to them, right?
And if you had patriotic pictures, would that not be perfect for the full year?
Oh, yeah.
It would be awesome.
Oh, yes.
So maybe it's just, if we promote it earlier.
Yeah,
but then
we definitely want to do it for the 4th of July while they see the 4th of July decorations.
Well, I randomly picked August 25th just because we needed a starting date. I mean, they can be taking pictures anytime.
Everything is taken the entire year.
Yeah.
Just when submissions, I'd say, will be open.
Yeah, submissions are open and then close on the 19th.
Okay, that's pretty much it. Public Works.
All right. So you Hatch Park. Little update on Hatch Park. So the park will officially be closed on July 1st. Or the construction will probably begin towards the end of the month, July. Be doing mass grading, that kind of stuff. So that's going to be maybe some movement there coming up. What else is going on? We have the Foxborough Wetlands Park stuff. So I don't know if you've been down there to see the boardwalks and stuff that are going in. And there's some plantings and things. Different.
Are you going to do like a ribbon cutting?
Yes.
Kids have already been walking around.
Unofficial.
And then we've also had our crews have been working on the dog park next to Legacy Park. So we have fence posts in now, and there's still quite a bit of work to do. There's like a lot of concrete work to do, but it's moving along. So when that's more complete, we'll probably have a ribbon cutting.
So
that as well.
Is that officially North Salt Lake then?
It's a shared park with Woods Cross. So it's actually in Woods Cross.
Right.
Actually, UDOT
property
that we're sharing.
But North Salt Lake's going to take care of it.
And Woods Cross.
Only because Woods Cross isn't playing nice. No, I'm just kidding.
No. I don't know where
it's I think
they
haven't officially adopted the name
any
yet.
Money,
but the
know.
Name that's been
but
tossed out is Cash Cairo Dog Park. Named after two of the police dogs from Beach City.
Oh.
That's
so awesome.
I was like in sync together.
Well, you better take choose a different dog with a simpler name.
Cash Cairo.
Oh, but
How about Rover?
Rover and Rover Park?
How, I don't think we probably don't have any dogs that have been lost in the line of duty.
No. Not that I know of.
We just had,
I was like,
we've had retired. One's retired. We've retired them.
They went up to the farm upstate.
Oh no.
I was thinking of one of our swifts. Did it die, sadly?
That would be nice.
The,
I mean, it's sad,
in
but if there
area,
is a dog that maybe something happened while it was working.
I know one of the officers is training a dog right now to assist in the schools.
Oh, the spectrum.
The spectrum, yeah, it's a little.
Is it Mila?
Yeah.
Autism?
I can't remember what kind of
that's
it dog.
It's
a
yeah,
dog.
It's Mila, right?
Mila, yeah.
Yeah, it's so cute. It's a really cute little dog.
Utah Hockey Club has Archie.
It's
oh, yeah.
I saw Sergeant's dog, it had a little handle. I'm like, how convenient. Just
pick it up. The suitcase.
It's
yeah,
an
exactly.
Emotional support.
So, anyways,
that's
my
nice.
Update of stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know if there's any other things that I missed that you think I should talk about. Carmen Brandy.
I think you got it.
You got it, okay. And we're just working in the background of Liberty Fest, so you don't see us.
But you're awesome.
We don't wear the yellow shirts
thank
behind.
You don't believe you're not going to be wearing the yellow shirt?
No.
How am I going to know?
You're
going to
wear the purple shirt?
That's why they
we always find you.
Yeah.
You'll
I
see us.
I find you every time.
You know where I live.
Feel free to park
yeah.
in my driveway.
You'll see where we're at.
They're usually hanging out on the golf carts, drinking.
That's my favorite part.
Where are you going with this?
Gosh,
I just paused, taking water and soda.
And I guess we can't see what's in.
Want to take a hit?
Okay.
Is it water or is it tequila?
Can I ask a public works question?
Sure.
Why is Manchester Drive up there?
Oh, we're trying out
it's
this
new
sticker.
Logo.
We
okay.
just put a sticker over the old logo to see if it was going to, how hard it was going to be. So that was just
looks
our
great.
Model.
Oh, it looks good.
Looks great.
We'll stick that outside, see if it bleaches
yeah.
out and all that.
Might bleach out. They just need to last for about 5 to 7 years because we switch.
So we're leaving it there for a while.
5 to 7 years.
We're
yeah.
leaving there for 7 years.
Okay. Thank you. That was my question.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's just a mock-up, right?
I don't know if he knows where Manchester Drive is, but
oh, no.
yeah,
it's
we,
next to old.
We took the sign down, brought it over here.
yeah.
The firemen are trying to get there.
We can't find Manchester.
It's in Foxborough, right?
Yeah.
By Oldham, between
yeah, okay.
Fox Hollow and Foxborough.
Okay. Trying to figure out a good name for Tammy's update because we had TED Talks, but.
It's Tammy time.
Tammy time.
Tammy time.
Brilliant.
How nice.
We're time with Tammy.
There you go. I don't have anything today,
because
I got to work on the things that I had. We will update you with. And after we meet to give you something for the newsletter.
Great.
And I think, and I will talk to the YCC about the back to school. And I do think we do need to meet in July. I wanted to not, but I just feel like there's a lot for the back to school. I just feel like we need to. So sorry, everyone. I'm all
that's
about
good.
Not meeting. But.
So July 22nd?
Yeah, but Lexi
I'm
can't
not.
Meet. She's kind of the chair.
yeah. I'm flying my brother and sister out, so I have to be at the airport with them until like 8 o'clock at night.
Okay.
That is
what
long.
Day then are we
thinking? I don't know. I mean, can we do it without her? Can we Zoom you in?
What time my... I'll be at the airport from 5 to that 5. Their flight, I can Zoom in probably, or phone call in.
Well, do you want to do it on a Wednesday or a Monday?
Oh, can we do that? I can't Wednesday. I have something on Wednesday. But if, are
no,
people
can,
available
I
on Monday?
Yeah.
Can we do Monday the 21st? I mean, are people in agreement that we should meet? I mean, I'd rather think we could just discuss that so it could be shorter.
Sure.
Is that okay?
I couldn't make it.
I really think we should. Is that okay?
I'll
okay.
Just show
let's
up
do the 21st then. Can we have this building on the 21st, John?
Yeah, that
is. John's still there.
The 21st.
Are you available? We'll try to make it short.
I'm out.
Just
Just put on a barbecue. And
July 21st.
Yeah, is that right?
I think so.
Okay, July 21st at 6. Mm. Okay.
Sure.
And then we'll call you.
It's my birthday.
I'll be there on the 21st.
Oh,
I'll be there the 21st.
That's why we moved the date.
But you can go if you want.
I mean, right there.
I don't want no one to get
back.
That'd be cool.
I'd
rather jump out in front
of
all them.
Okay, that's right. Okay, perfect.
That's what I want.
Okay, I'm putting it from 6 to 7:15.
Don't tell us.
Done. Okay, that's awesome.
Do we know if Davis County is doing 2:50 years?
I'll be here.
That's all I have. Thank you.
We won't talk this with them.
Oh, sorry, yeah, I was just trying to figure out why things are disappearing off my calendar. Approval of minutes from last month. So I. Nope. Okay. I just went blank.
Did you have changes to the minutes?
No, I was.
You were just going to ask for a motion.
Yes, sir.
I move to approve the minutes from May 27, 2025.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, good. And we already have the schedule, so we can adjourn.
Oh, nice.
Move that we adjourn.
Second.
I second.
Good. All right.
I wonder if they're planning
it,
like planning
everything. I bet they are. I mean, just kind of like us, they're probably...